Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. Ukraine's military has destroyed a strategically important bridge in the Kursk region of western Russia that it's partly occupied for the last 11 days. The bridge near the town of Glushkovo has been vital for Russia supplying its troops. James Waterhouse is in the Ukrainian region of Sumy, which borders Kursk.
This is about Ukraine creating a finish line to this war that it just might be able to accept. But of course, there are military benefits too to this counteroffensive. It is creating a buffer zone on the border. It is capturing hundreds of Russian soldiers, which will give it leverage in future prisoner of war negotiations. And tonight, confirmation that it is also targeting the logistical routes feeding Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Kamala Harris has promised to build an economy that works for the American middle class in a pitch to voters ahead of the November presidential election. From Washington, here's Jenny Kumar.
Kamala Harris's key proposals include building millions of new homes, a £25,000 subsidy for first-time buyers, and tax breaks for families. She also said she'd ban price gouging on groceries where costs are set unreasonably high by some companies. These measures would need Congress to vote them through, and there was little detail about how they would be funded. The Republicans described the proposals as big government socialist policies that had repeatedly failed throughout history.
Palestinian health officials say they've confirmed a case of polio in the Gaza Strip, the first after the virus was detected in environmental samples from two areas last month. They said it had been contracted by an unvaccinated 10-month-old baby in Deir al-Balah. Dr. Afif Atalne is the director of public health at the Palestinian Health Ministry.
Having one case means that the virus is inside the Gaza Strip. That means we can confirm that there may be people infected and not discovered yet. We warned about this since the beginning of the war. We also said that what's going on in the Gaza Strip makes it a fertile and suitable environment for growth and developments for all kinds of viruses and epidemics.
President Biden has warned all regional players in the Middle East to refrain from any action that could undermine current efforts to secure a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. In a statement, he said he'd been updated by the US negotiating team on what he called the significant progress made during 2 days of talks in Doha. Mr. Biden said the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, would arrive in Israel on Saturday to help clinch a deal. World News from the BBC. Member nations of the Organization of American States meeting in Washington have adopted a resolution calling on Venezuela to publish the detailed results of its presidential election held in late July. Venezuela's Electoral Council proclaimed the left-wing incumbent Nicolas Maduro as having won a third six-year term, but it declined to provide a breakdown of the votes, which the opposition said would reveal its candidate, Edmundo González, as the overwhelming winner. The first of a series of satellites designed to track leaks of methane, a powerful greenhouse gas, has been sent in orbit from California. Scientists say identifying methane sources is crucial to making the emissions cuts needed to avoid the worst impacts of climate change. David Bamford reports.
The satellite, called Tanager-1, was launched on a SpaceX Falcon rocket on Friday as part of the firm's latest rideshare mission. It's able to spot methane leaks from facilities such as oil refineries and landfills, and that detailed information could help polluting industries find and plug their worst leaks. That data will be made available for all to see through a public online portal.
A woman has been arrested in the US state of Missouri, accused of trying to defraud Elvis Presley's family of millions of dollars and steal its ownership interest in Graceland, the singer's home. Lisa Janine Finley was charged with mail fraud and identity theft. She's accused of falsely claiming Elvis Presley's late daughter, Lisa Marie, had failed to repay a fictitious loan of almost $4 million and had put up Graceland as collateral. Thousands of residents of the Canadian mountain resort town of Jasper have been able to return for the first time since it was partly gutted by a devastating wildfire. Around 25,000 people were forced to flee last month as flames reached the area. BBC News.